Oh, man, I can't wait. I can't believe I found a real-life treasure map. I wonder how long it was hidden in that old cookie jar.
Listen, Tank, I'm glad you invited me to go treasure hunting with you and all, but are you sure this is a good idea? Hiring pirates to help us find it?
Who better to help us find lost treasure than pirates?
Ahoy there, mateys! One of you wouldn't happen to be Tank now, would you?
Oh, that's me! And this is my friend, Glacia.
Ah, Barnacle Bob's the name. I'm here to bring you to the ship. Captain's orders. He'll be meeting the captain when he gets to the ship. Better hurry now, though, before the ship floats away.
Why would it float away? Ships have anchors, Barnacle Bob.
Aye, they do. And we did, a while ago. But we lost it when the chain rusted through and, well, fixing it ain't real exciting. But we did write a sea shanty about it.
What's a sea shanty?
A song, lad. A song ye sing at sea to help your day be more fun. Hop in the boat, and I'll sing it to ye on the way.
I don't know what's worse, listening to that sea shanty about moldy cheese, or trying to climb up a broken ladder.
Seriously, Barnacle Bob, don't you think you should get that rope ladder fixed? We both almost fell.
Well, I was going to fix it, but the lad started writing a new sea shanty about sailing the briny blue. So, I only got half the job done. The ladder works, though, if you're careful.
Tank, I'm getting the feeling these pirates don't exactly do everything with the same passion they have for singing sea shanties.
Tell me about it. I've got splinters from the ladder Barnacle Bob thinks he fixed.
Ugh. Ahoy there, landlubbers! You two must be the treasure seekers. I'm Captain Carl, and this be my crew.
Nice to meet you, Captain. I'm Tank, and this is Glacia. Can you really help us find the treasure on this map?
Of course we'll find it. That's all we do here. Look for treasure and sing songs about it, of course. Listen up, me hearties. It's treasure hunting time. Hoist the mainsail.
Okie dokie, sir.
Captain Carl, your sails have holes in them. And is that duct tape?
Aye, so it is, lass. It be holding our sail together. Well, at least it were holding our sail together. Looks like we won't get much use out of it now, mateys. Take her down.
Absolutely, sir. That's the way we do it.
Oh, why don't you just fix the sail?
Well, fixing sails takes such a long time. We'd much rather be finding treasure or coming up with sea shanties. Right, mateys?
Aye, sir.
I'm sure your sea shanties are great, but doing your best on small things like fixing your sail is important, too. What if you need the sail later?
Sorry, laddie. Couldn't hear you there.
We always sing when we're setting off. Barnacle Bob, we show you around the ship, though.
But how will we ever find the treasure without a sail?
Aye, aye, Captain. And over here is where we keep our instruments.
So where is your plank? Or your pirate flag?
Plank? We don't have one of those. No one really wanted to put it together. Well, the captain did order me to, but I said no, see? Because...
Let me guess. You wanted to use that time to sing sea shanties instead.
Aye! That's it, lass! Now you're getting into the spirit of things here!
Listen, Barnacle Bob, you and your band of pirates are definitely doing good on singing your sea shanties, but there's so much more to being a pirate than just singing.
He's right, Barnacle Bob. This pirate ship is a mess. Everything is half done because the crew just wants to rush through the things they think aren't important and then sing. Don't you have some kind of pirate code or something that you all honor?
Aye, that we do. The code be what keeps us living as all good pirates should.
Ah, so what is your code?
The code goes like this. Show honor in all ye do. 'Tis why we sing about everything under the sun, so we can honor it all. We sing about the ship, about the crew, about our treasure.
But Bob, you're not really honoring those things. There are so many more ways you can follow your code than by just singing. For example, fixing the ladder right away and repairing your sail would show honor by caring for your ship.
Yeah, and you said earlier you didn't obey Captain Carl when he ordered you to put the plank together. You could have listened and done that task with all your heart, mind, and soul. That would have been a great way for you to honor him.
Maybe you're right. But we may never know. It would take something big happening to convince the crew to do more than just sing.
Do you hear something?
Oh, no.
It's what?
It's Walter!
Walter? Who's Walter?
Apparently, he's a giant octopus! No!
All hands on deck! Barnacle Bob, raise the sails! We need to outrun the beastie!
Yes, sir!
The sails aren't working, Captain! They be falling apart! And the wind be blowing right through! Oh, we're setting ducks!
Barnacle Bob! Where are your cannons?
Below deck! Come on!
There they are! Quick, Barnacle Bob! See if you can fire a shot to scare Walter off! Why isn't the cannon working?
Oh, look! It's full of seaweed!
Yes. About that.
Let me guess. No one wanted to clean the cannons. They wanted to sing instead. Ugh. Tank, we have to find a way to make Walter let go of the ship. What's that sound?
Oh, it's Walter. The giant octopus be squeezing the ship. Oh, we're gonna break in two.
Oh, and if that happens, we'll never find the treasure. Wait, Glacia. I've got an idea.
Come on. Captain Carl, Glacia and I will deal with Walter. You and the crew try and push the tentacles off the ship.
You heard the lad, mateys. Move!
Glacia, we gotta get Walter to loosen his grip.
Okay, I guess I can try freezing his tentacles. Wait, why are you holding some cannonballs? The cannons don't work!
I know, but there's nothing wrong with my throwing arm, and I used to pitch for the Mountain Mall baseball team. What? This?
Captain, it's working! Tank and Glacier are distracting Walter!
Now's our chance, mateys! Let's get these here tentacles off our ship! Push, you scallywags! Push! Yar! Shiver me timbers, that was a close one. I think I learned a valuable lesson here.
Like, that doing even the smallest
things, like cleaning your cannons or fixing your sail, can be a great way to honor the pirate code? I mean, what you spend your energy on shows what's important to you.
No, not that at all. We need to add more sea monsters to our songs because that were a proper fierce battle it were.
What? Ugh, that's it! You are terrible pirates! There's more to the pirate code than just singing songs!
Now, wait just a minute, lass.
I think what Glacia is trying to say is, coming up with sea shanties isn't the only thing you should be focused on. Fixing sails and cleaning out the cannons the best you can might not be as exciting, but they are important. You should do those things with the same passion that you sing your songs.
'Tis true, Cap'n. Having a working sail and cannons could have really helped us earlier. Sir?
Doing everyday things like cleaning isn't always fun, but when we do those things with the same energy and attitude we have when doing fun things, we show honor and respect. That's what your code is really all about.
Well, that sounds nice and all, but where would we even start?
Well, let's start with the sail. We'll help you.
You heard him, crew. Let's get to it.
Aye, aye, Captain!
Aye, I must say, Tankin Glacier, that's where a bit of hard work. But just look at this ship. The sail be as good as new. The cannons be working proper. And the ship has never been cleaner. It'll be much easier to go look for treasure after this. Not to mention, we could still sing our shanties while we're doing them.
Looky here, Cap'n. Remember when you ordered me to put the plank in and I said no? Well, I took the time to do it now and did me best.
Well, shiver me timbers. I'm proud of ye, Barnacle Bob. I feel right honored I do. Tankin Glacier, you were right all along. There be lots of ways we can be good pirates and follow the code.
And I got just one more thing to say, Cap'n. Land ho!
Look, Glacia, we've made it! Treasure, here we come! According to the map, the treasure should be buried in a cave nearby. There! Look! Up ahead!
You don't think this cave is full of booby traps, do you, Tank? Tank? What are you doing?
I'm looking for an X. You know, X marks the spot.
Isn't that just a saying? No one really puts a big X where their treasure is buried. That would just be...
Found it! Come on, Glacia, help me dig! Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Someone actually marked the treasure with an X, and we really found it! Tank, we did it! We found the treasure, just like the map said!
Maybe it's gold, or rubies, or pearls, or all those things!
Or maybe it's junk?
But the treasure! The map said it was here!
Marbles? Rainbow drawings, a paper chain, a friendship bracelet? Tank, this stuff is worthless. Who would think this is treasure?
Bubbles?
What are you doing in my treasure cave? And what are you doing with my box of treasures?
Your treasure cave?
Your box of treasures? Tank? Give me that map. Ugh! Tank! This map is in crayon! And it's drawn on the back of a kid's lunch menu! This isn't a real treasure map at all!
I did think that was a little strange. But Bubbles, why did you make a map if you could just portal jump here?
In case I ever forgot, obviously. Now, if you two don't mind, I'll be taking my map. And my treasure chest! And if you'll excuse me, I have to find a new hiding spot for my treasure now.
Well, at least we know now why the map was in a cookie jar.
Maybe someday we'll find a real treasure map. Just promise me one thing, Tank.
What's that?
I get to hire the pirate crew next time.
Definitely. Or maybe next time we be pirates ourselves and teach these scallywags a thing or two about how to really sail the briny blue.
Aye, aye, Captain Tank.